Welcome, everybody, to the Comic Shoot with Tyler and Derek, or Derek and Tyler, depending on how you want to say the two names. Derek's over there, yawning and being tired because he had to get up early to watch the Ninja Turtles. Hi, Derek.
Well, yeah. Hi. How is everybody today?
More awake than you, it sounds like. So, everybody, if Derek is a little bit boring today, make sure you comment and call him an asshole like we've been asking you to do for the past three episodes. Before I get into it, before we even tell you what we're going to talk about, the views and opinions are Derek's and mine alone. They do not necessarily represent allcomic.com or anybody else that looks at the site, works for the site, or all that other stuff that I don't feel like saying today. So, Derek.
Yeah.
Remember how a lot of our podcasts are dedicated to talking about Big Two stuff?
Yes.
Today, that's not allowed.
They are out.
They are out like baggy pants. I don't know. I don't know what those kids do these days.
They're out like Ryan Seacrest should be.
Ah, terrible. He is a star. He is an American hero.
He's a national treasure.
Yeah, that's what I was going for. I know America calls everything treasures and heroes, so I just went with one of them.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway. Okay. Silence. Right. Silence. Okay. Let's talk about this here. Today all we're going to talk about, or I guess the topic of today, I should say, is introduction to indie. A lot of people that I've talked to and know won't touch indie, whether it be fear, snobbiness, prejudice, stupidness. I'm trying to think of more niss words I can use. Matter of fact, our old pal Derek, only within the last, I'd say, 2 years, Derek, since you started working for me. We really jumped into indie because we crammed it down your yap.
Yeah. You know, there have been times in the past where I've bought a little more indie, but typically I don't really buy a lot. But I'm buying a lot right now, and I'll admit that, you know, a lot of it is like Image, which I guess you could count as like big three.
Yeah, if they're not already, they're damn close. But for today's argument's sake, we're gonna say I is for indie. All right.
Okay. Sure.
There you go, Image. A little pop for your weird eye advertisements that I see. But yeah, like I said, Derek is newer to the scene of indie. I am newer to the scene of comics in general as far as returning. Those that don't know and are new, I stopped reading for about 15 years and got back into it. And it hit me like buying, you know, 14 eight balls of cocaine in one weekend. It's just amazing.
Yep.
But we want to just recommend a few titles that people might be tentative to try. Titles that might, you know, help you transition, not necessarily away from Marvel and DC, but transition into a bigger and brighter world.
It's nice to have some variety.
It's true. And Eric Stevenson, the big head honcho over at Image, had a big talk on, I forget what the con is because I've never heard of it before, Comics Pro.
Okay.
I don't know what that is. But anyway, it's on our site if you guys want to look for Eric Stevenson or Comics Pro. And he had this huge speech about retailers and the industry as a whole. And there's a lot of really cool stuff in there talking about how, like, the comic doesn't stop at just superheroes, how the industry doesn't. And it's focused on, like, actual shops and just kind of the way he sees the industry now. It's really cool. There's a lot of jabs at Marvel and DC, so it's good to kind of just read that because it's funny. Stuff like, you know, $4.99 books and $7.99 comics, are they really going to help the industry in the long run? And he says no, but of course it helps the bottom line, so that's why they do it. So yeah, this whole idea is kind of sort of brought on by his speech. Everybody's been digging it. Everybody I know has read it. Maybe Derek hasn't yet, though.
No, I actually have not. I could get into a bunch of things about that right now, but that would turn into a DC Marvel talk.
A bunch of things about why you haven't read it or why you don't believe in something you haven't read.
No. What? Just his thoughts in general. From what you said, sounds like it's at least somewhat accurate.
Yeah, I mean, just another quick highlight. He mentions, you know, we make variant covers because people seem to want them. And he goes, and he's talking about Image. And he goes, if you guys stop buying them, they'll stop being variants. And it was kind of an over kind of shot at, you know, having 50 variants for one fucking cover kind
of thing. Yeah, that's true. I don't want to call anybody out, but I actually know one or two like people that buy.
I know the same guys.
Yeah. You know, I'm sure you know a few of them too. And I'm sure we're talking about the same people, but yeah, they actually spend more than me, but they technically buy less books, but they'll buy like all of the variants for like one book.
Yeah. No matter what, it doesn't matter who it's by. It doesn't matter if it's good or bad. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, I don't deal with that variant crap. Like, if it's all like the same price and there's a bunch sitting there, you know, I may, you know, be like, oh, I like this one the best, I'll grab this one. But other than that, I don't deal with that.
Yeah, my stance on that is if like Frank Avila does a cover, and I love him to death. He's just grown on me so much in the last like year and a half. If he does a cover, I'm buying it. I don't give a fuck. I'm buying that cover.
Oh, that's fine.
But I'm only buying that one cover. Is my point. I'm not going to buy.
That's more of a love of art thing as opposed to like just some ridiculous collector thing.
No. My point is that some people will still they'll buy the original cover comic, right?
At
$2.99, and they will also buy a variant that they like
for like $20.
Yeah, some of them are more expensive than others for sure. Yeah. Some of the variant prices are ridiculous, but I mean, I'm just going to buy the one. I mean, and if Frank Avila's is $20, I actually probably won't buy it because I think that's ridiculous for one comic, but. That's a different story.
My shop's sells variants for for a premium.
Oh yeah, I've seen ones at my shop when Star Wars came out with Brian Wood and they had all the Alex Ross pencil ones. There was one for like $100, and I was like, I said to the shop owner, I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? And he's like, oh dude, it's like one in 5,000. And I'm like, okay, but still, like, why did you even get that? He's like, they gave it to us.
I have the regular cover, and I'm completely happy with that.
Exactly. So anyway, we're getting off topic because we love to rant, and the comic shoot should also be called the comic rant shoot.
It really should.
the shooting rant.
Well, sometimes I just like to rant and bitch about things.
That's true. We are crotchety old men.
We are. God, we are.
I know me and Spencer, who edits for the site, sometimes refer to ourselves as the two old guys from the Muppets. I think that also might be you and me sometimes.
Yeah, it is. Like, you and me will sit there and, like, message each other, like, oh, fuck this. This is fucking stupid. Oh, I fucking hate this book.
or about the return of 3D variant covers.
Fuck,
I just puked on my mic, everybody.
Yeah, it's funny because I love DC, but when it comes to, like, that shit, like, we'll start talking about it. I'm like, oh, fuck DC.
Okay, so we had our intro rant. We're good. That was our Jay Leno monologue. Okay, now let's go to the next part where maybe actually people want to listen. Okay. I have no real order. We're just shooting this off the cuff, off the top of our heads, whatever comes to our mind. So I'm just going to open my, hey, here's a comic that might get you into something different. I'm going to start with, Ed Brubaker. As a person. Not a specific series that he's done. Ed Brubaker as a writer. If you see his name on something outside of Marvel and DC, well, I guess he has worked for DC, so stupid me. Outside of the big two, if you see his name on it, buy it. For a number of reasons. All his artists that he works with are silence.
All right.
All the artists that he's worked with are top notch, like Michael Lahr and Sean Phillips and anybody he's worked with outside. I believe it's those two mainly because he likes working with those guys. But there's some series that, you know, are like this badass pulpy noir superhero guy that's, you know, a really good transition into the feel of Brubaker while also still kind of getting your superhero-y fixture. It's called Incognito. It's amazing. There's also one that he does called Criminal, which is also really, really amazing. Again, his style is kind of the darker, heavy blacks, pulpy noir weirdness, but awesome badass dudes. Like, it's wicked. There's the newer one, Fatale, with this crazy chick, and I don't even know how to explain Fatale to people that haven't read it, but there's like weird space monster guys, and this girl can basically get other men to like fall in love with her right away and do whatever she wants.
It's a clusterfuck. I sort of lost interest in that book though.
I did too. I'm waiting for it all to be collected. And then I'm going to go back and read the whole thing. I still like it. I love the art and everything. And I love Brubaker. But it did lose me a little bit. I'm not going to lie. One, like the third arc, I felt it almost, it was almost on repeat. But I also know that I have to go back and read it because I missed something. So bear that in mind. Like Ed Brubaker, he doesn't just write it as it is. Like there's always hidden stuff and you got to kind of think and you got to learn. And sometimes you got to go back and read stuff. And he's not just a straightforward guy. A goes and kills guy B and then gets arrested in the end. You know what I mean? It's not just straight to the point. Even his Marvel stuff and his DC stuff, same idea, but we're not talking about that.
No. I thoroughly enjoy his Cap run, and that's actually kind of worked the same way.
Yeah. But again, we're not talking about the big two.
Yeah. No. We're not. No.
Those are really good transitions, I feel. They're all still in print. Everything's still good. As a matter of fact, I think Criminal. Is it Criminal or Incognito that's Icon?
Which one is it?
I think it might be Incognito because Criminal's Image.
Yeah, it probably is.
No, I lied. Okay, Criminal is Icon. And if you guys hear me being quieter, that's because I've turned around and I'm looking at my shelf. Criminal has got a little Icon symbol on the bottom. For people that don't know, Icon is the creator-owned kind of imprint from Marvel so that they can allow like people like Bendis and Brubaker and Mark Miller to still be a part of their Marvel universe because they're under contract and then also do their own stuff. So it kind of...
Yeah.
But anyway, it's still worth buying. I kind of already broke my rule about Nothing Big 2, which included like Vertigo for DC. Yeah. But that's my opener is pretty much Ed fucking Brubaker. You guys could get anything that he writes outside of the Big 2 is good. It's a good transition to his world. His kind of weird, cool, pulpy stuff. If you read any of his work in the Big Two, it plays along the same hand. It's good.
I'm really enjoying Velvet right now.
Shit, I forgot Velvet. Yes, sorry.
Yeah,
Velvet's his newer one, and he's got Steve Epping.
Yes, yeah, who did most of the Cap run with him?
Right, I knew I was forgetting one. I'm like looking back. I'm trying to look at all the trades, and I can only really see one main shelf.
Yeah,
but I'm like, what am I missing? It's like, oh, that's not trades yet.
No, yeah, number 4 comes out this Wednesday. It's a freaking fantastic book. I'm really, really enjoying it.
I've been liking Velvet better than his Incognito stuff, and so far it's possibly overtaken Criminal too. So it's good. It's good. That's good. Good point, Derek.
Yeah, awesome. It's a really, really good book, and it's I'm a big fan of like strong female leads.
Oh, I thought you were going to continue.
Saying,
I didn't think that.
Oh no! Well, no. It was just a general state. I'm a big fan. And when what was that? That last issue where she like slept with that dude. I don't know. Yeah. There was like a, I don't know. It wasn't like really. I don't know. There was like a strength in that scene almost.
Like she was doing it to get information, and
that. Well, yeah. But it wasn't like it wasn't like.
Like,
I don't know.
Like the ditzy James Bond girls?
Yeah, it wasn't like skanked out. It's like she was basically, it wasn't the, for a change, it wasn't the woman being used. It was the guy.
That's true.
Yeah.
Brubaker writes a mean chick.
Yeah, it's true.
So your turn. Your turn. Let's go. Go right now. Go.
Okay.
Go.
Okay.
Right
okay,
now.
Okay.
Go.
Okay.
Go.
All right. I know you don't like this one, but Satellite Sam.
Hey, I never said I didn't like it. I just said Fractions. Kind of okay. On my off list right now. I tried reading it, and I mean, the first issue that I read, personally, I wouldn't consider that a good transition into indie, but that's because it didn't click with me. But let's hear why you think so.
Okay, first issue actually didn't really do much for me either. However, once I hit the second issue, it really struck me. I like the art style, although one problem is that there's too many characters who look the same.
That's Howard Shaken or whatever the hell.
Howard Shaken, however you say his name. Yeah, he's I mean, good looking art. It's just they just all look very similar, and sometimes it can be like jarring. And that's why there's like a cast of characters page like right in the front. So you can
like Hickman's.
Yeah. So you can basically like, tell who, who's who and you know, whatnot. But anyway, it's an interesting story, taking place in the early, you know, their early age of television, we'll say. And it's a murder mystery, very, what's the word I'm looking for?
Mystery. It's very mystery.
Well, yeah. Okay, very mystery. No, there's a word. It's lost on me, the word I'm looking for. Anyway, it's very interesting. The guy who dies, who is Satellite Sam, like his son sort of like takes over that role on the TV show, and he also kind of like takes it upon himself to try to solve his murder. And, you know, just the kind of like seedy underbelly of Hollywood that he goes through is extremely interesting to me.
Fair enough. Image is going to be a choice for a lot of books because Image does a lot of good stuff. Derek jokingly said when I mentioned this topic that it's going to be basically the Image show. So I purposely tried to think of stuff that wasn't just Image. Another publisher that I love to death is Dark Horse. I love a lot of stuff that they do. They do have a lot of intellectual properties that they work with, like Conan and Star Wars and stuff. Soon to not have Star Wars, but and all that stuff is great. You know, if you want to read stuff like Conan, that's awesome. It could be a good transition if you're trying to just try something new. I mean, it's sword and sorcery kind of thing, so it could work. But the series that I'm thinking of off the top of my head, and actually, ironically enough, it started at Image, but it's Fear Agent by Rick Remender.
Oh, yeah.
I think we mentioned it on the show before. First and foremost, Rick Remender is amazing. Tony Moore was on it. Jeremy Opeña was on it. I think those are the two main ones, at least in the first like big collection. It's just this like broken down space cowboy, for lack of a better term, that, you know, has to kill aliens and gets drunk and talks to his ship, and it's sad and funny and
it's brutal, awesome.
And yeah, it's just great. And just a quick counter to that, there's also another Remender series from Dark Horse called The End League, which is pretty much all superheroes. It's only made it to two trades because I think it got canceled or something, or you finish it or whatever. It's a lot of people don't talk about it, but I read both trades in one sitting, and I really, really enjoyed it. So there's another one that, you know, kind of brings you out. And we don't always want to say that, you know, you have to read a superhero book that's outside of the big two in order to transition. That's not what we're trying to say. It's more just there is a lot of good stuff that, you know, you can do.
I think anything with Remender's name on it needs to be read, whether it's Marvel or whatever. All of his books are really awesome right now.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, and a lot of his older stuff is great too.
You
know, it's you can't go wrong.
No, you can't. If you brought up Fear Agent, I might as well bring up Black Science.
Of course, you're going to talk nothing about Image, you dirty bastard.
No, I'm not going to talk only Image. But I mean, if you brought up Fear Agent, might as well talk about Black Science.
Hey, I'm just going to cut you off real quick because we're doing this we're doing this live. The comic shoot is now on Stitcher, everybody. They just tweeted me, so that's cool. If you want to go read it, you listen to us over there, that's cool. You can do that, stitcher.com, and then search for us, I guess. So anyway, go ahead, Derek.
Oh, yeah. Okay, Black Science is sort of like a spiritual successor, I guess, to Fear Agent.
I've seen a lot of people say that, but I think it's just because it has dudes in spacesuits and aliens, and people are just
that's how it was solicited, too.
Was it?
Yeah, that's how, that's how they were describing it in the actual official solicits.
Okay, continue. I didn't realize that.
Yes, I guess it's some of the themes and the environments, I guess, are somewhat similar. It's a scientist who has a family, and there's all this drama, and they're basically teleporting to all these different, kooky dimensions and everything, all these you know, historical things are all messed up in these, you know, different dimensions. It's basically what is it, like a multiverse kind of thing, you know, and they're just basically, it's just a story of like traveling through these multiverses. And I think it's really neat and riveting. It's actually, when I get my books, actually, I throw that like right on top of the pile because I have to read that like first, or, you know, at least close to first.
Yeah, it's a great series for sure. The second one kind of slowed down a bit, and then it's gone right back to, holy crap, I have to read this now.
Yeah.
So I totally agree. That is a very good choice. Yes. Okay, I'm going to talk about the obvious one, and God damn it, it's Image again. But The Walking Dead, this will be quick. Everybody who's anybody should know.
Yeah, yeah.
If you're watching The Walking Dead and you're interested, go read the goddamn comics. That's why you have the awesome show. If you're reading nothing but the big two, but you watch the show and you're not reading the comics, go read the comics. If you just learn to read, go read the comics. Like, whatever you got to do, whoever you are, go read The Walking Dead comics. Plain and fucking simple. The reason why the show is there is because of these comics. You need to support the original material so that they keep getting more, which in turn means you get more shows. So go read it. For the love of God. Your turn, Derek.
Okay. I'm going to say, let's see here. How about, oh God, it's going to be another Image one. Rat Queens.
See, you're picking everything that's new, man.
Okay. Oh, do
Rat Queens. Go.
Okay. Okay. Rat Queens is like what you would think like your RPG characters do when you're not looking.
Were you looking for a comment on that?
No.
Was that a big dramatic pause? Sorry, Derek. I turned around and was looking at comics and I was like, he's just going to continue.
It's one of the funniest comics. It makes me laugh. There's a lot of like, you know, mystery and drama too, but like it's mostly just hilarious and badass. Strong, strong female characters, and
it's true. Geez, I don't even. I thought you were gonna say way more about Rat Queens. I mean, I know it's only 5 issues in, but damn, Derek.
Okay. All right.
No, you're out. You lost your chance. That's it.
All right.
You're out.
Okay.
Again, more goddamn Image, but a little bit older of a series. Just a quick follow-up to The Walking Dead, also done by Robert Kirkman, mostly done by Ryan Ottley. Invincible is a superhero. It's establishing itself as its own universe within the pocket of Image. Kirkman is doing great stuff with that. I'm about the two like large hardcovers in, and it's great. I will eventually get it all, but I'm unfortunately not made of money as much as I've tried. It's just a great series that is, you know, self-contained in its own universe. It might be daunting to some. There is a lot of trades and hardcovers out there, but just start at number one and go. You don't have to worry about where they are now. You don't have to worry about the same with The Walking Dead. You don't have to worry about that there are over 100 issues. Start with number one, and whenever you get there, you
just
get there.
Yeah, just take it from there, definitely.
You don't have to worry about it, so.
Okay, I have a good one. How about Quantum and Woody?
Yeah, Valiant's got some good stuff. I actually fell off the series personally, but.
Okay, Valiant has a few good ones. I actually recently just cut Shadow Man, so And I bought the first two, Eternal Warrior. I bought the first, I bought the first 3 issues and just kind of cut it. And it's not that it wasn't, it was good, but whatever. But yeah, the only Valiant book I'm getting right now is Quantum and Woody. And
you call yourself a Venditti fan.
I know. Exo has been awesome. I forgot about Exo. Oh my god! I know Venditti's gonna have my hide, but
he will.
No, but yeah. Exo and Quantum and Woody are like the two big Valiant books for me. And Quantum and Woody is just hilarious. I laughed my ass off like the entire time, and it's just nonstop funny to me. I'll compare it to like almost like Deadpool in the sense that it's just like superhero stupidity. But Deadpool is not consistently funny like this is. Every single issue has me rolling on the floor.
Yeah, Deadpool is very hit or miss.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. It's, yeah, Deadpool is like every three, four issues, or every like four or five issues, you'll get like a really funny one, but that's about it. And I'm also of the opinion that Deadpool kind of, you know, when he's not funny, he's just a crappy mercenary that was created by Rob Liefeld. That's, and there's nothing to him. So, hey, but we're not going to talk about that. But yeah, Quantum and Woody, really funny.
Oh, Derek. So he did say Exo Manowar as well, so that counts as also a pick, you guys. If you're looking for superhero stuff or a whole universe outside of the big two, then Valiant is, you can pretty much pick up anything Valiant and you can get into it.
Yeah. And all the new, all the series are all fairly, new right now. Like they've rebooted all, like a lot of their old 90s franchises. So it's not that hard to catch up.
Yeah, everything comes out in trades pretty quick. I think all the first ones are pretty cheap too, so no excuse. You guys check it out. A little bit of something for everybody in all their different books.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah, I think that you know, most people should at least be getting it, like one Valiant title.
Yeah, if nothing else. I'm going to say for another one, again, it's superheroes. I mean, for those that didn't know, there is this many superheroes outside of comics. Obviously, comics started, I dare say, with superheroes, and I mean that's what made them big, that's what made them what they are today, but that isn't the be-all end-all. But my pick this time is Irredeemable from Boom Studios.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Mark stuff. Wade, Peter Krause. I'm still relatively new to it. I haven't been able to read it all yet. I know Spencer Wallace, an editor slash preview guy slash sometimes reviewer, has read it all, and I just recommended the first one to him when we were at a Calgary Con, and I think within like 4 days he had bought all the trades and then went into the follow-up series. What the hell is the other one called? Something else with an I, and I can't remember what it is. I didn't even know what it was. So, but Irredeemable is a good way. I mean, it's Mark Wade. You can't go wrong. It's a Superman-esque guy who like turns evil, almost like what if Superman, you know, was pushed over the edge kind of idea. It's just really good. It's Mark Wade. You can't go wrong.
Oh yeah, for sure.
we need better transitions, Derek.
We do. We really
wake yourself up, you dirty bastard.
I know. Okay. How about Housies? About
Housies?
Yeah. Okay. Well, we don't need to talk about this too much because we already did. But Scott Pilgrim.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you saw the movie, so go read the comic, and then maybe you'll look at other stuff. That's that was Oni Press, wasn't it?
Yeah, wasn't it?
Or Oni?
Yeah.
I guess it's Oni if the I's after the N.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's a good publisher, too, and a sweet segue into my one, because, you know, we got to get better at that. Secret History of D.B. Cooper with Brian Cirilla is just excellent. He takes a real-life character from the 70s, or a real-life person who went by the alias D.B. Cooper, who I guess hijacked a plane at one point and then got away, and he just turns it into this like crazy monster-filled acid trip on drugs, and that doesn't even make sense, but that's how crazy it is.
I actually haven't read that one.
There's a wicked sweet hardcover out, oversized. Awesome. I actually own a page of that, an original art page. It's so good. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it's the guy's got a samurai sword. There's this lovable, huggable, almost creepy little bear guy. He's almost got like a Mignola kind of flair to him. So, I mean, that right there explains why I probably like his art so damn much. But yeah, it's just a weird, weird, cool series. It's only 5 issues too. So it's, you know, you're not jumping into, you know, 50 hardcovers you got to buy or whatever. So really, really, really good series.
Okay.
Derek, you suck.
I know these, I know we keep on fucking these transitions.
You just like pause. Okay. Like,
oh, real quick. Okay. I wanted to mention that, volume one of, Satellite Sam actually comes out this Wednesday and it's only $10.
I love that. That's the best idea. Any publisher out there that doesn't give you the first one for $10 is a fucking asshole. because it's supposed to get you into the series. It's supposed to get you caught up so that you start reading the singles. It just makes sense. I mean, stuff that's already out, whatever, you can't handle it. But, you know, indie stuff, the first trade, make it cheap. You know, even have a break in between publishing the issue, the last issue in the trade, and the first issue comes after. Have a month break. Give people time to buy it, read it, and then boom, they're going to buy issue six if it's obviously good. So, seriously.
Yeah, definitely. All right. Nah, this doesn't... I don't know. Turtles doesn't really count as indie.
Well, it started as super duper indie, if that counts.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. Well, I mean, yeah. Turtles basically invented successful indie titles, so...
Well, I mean, everybody listen to the first podcast. You want to hear what we think about Turtles?
Yeah, so, yeah. So, I'll actually, instead of that, I'll actually... oh, God. Another new, newer image, Lazarus.
I didn't like that.
Oh, really? You didn't like...
I read the first... two or three, and it just didn't do it for me.
No? Okay. Well, I don't know. I like it. It's written by Greg Rucka, and I don't know. I enjoy it. It's basically, like, takes place in, like, a dystopian future, and, like, the entire country is ruled by, like, these, like, families and whatnot. I don't know. I think it's cool.
That's fair enough. I mean, again, we're not always going to agree on everything. It's just, I mean, it might be one of those things that's better in a trade form, you know, all in one chunk instead of listening. And unfortunately, that's kind of the issue with some of the indie stuff that I find, is that some of it read better in trades. So it's almost like they should just come out with a graphic novel every 6 months, you know what I mean, as opposed to every month do a book. But I guess, you know, that's double sales. You sell for the trade, and then you sell for the single issue. So I guess it doesn't make sense financially, but I don't know. I don't know. I don't know what where I was even going with that, but some stuff reads better in trade, and sometimes it doesn't. So there you go, Derek.
Yeah, yeah.
There you go. Got to read it all at once sometimes. There's really and truly so many good series out there. Stuff like you said Turtles, so it's kind of got me thinking about IDW. Stuff like IDW, who does a lot of IP stuff, intellectual property stuff.
Oh yeah.
I mean, that's why they make their money. If they didn't have that contract or whatever,
yeah,
they wouldn't exist. IDW would not be around. They make their money because of Turtles and Star Trek and Doctor. Well, yeah. I guess they don't have Doctor Who anymore.
They don't. Oh, I thought they still had Doctor Who.
No, that went to Titan Comics.
Oh, okay, okay.
You don't look at anything I tweet about the site, do you?
No, I do. I actually actively seek out the All Comic Twitter page to see what you've said. I probably just forgot that you said it.
No, there was a whole post on the site. We did a whole.
Well, if you posted it on Twitter, I'm sure I saw it at some point. I probably just forgot. You
dirty bastard.
I know. I'm...
Derek is so fired.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, I actually know. It's funny. I've been talking to this one guy, and, you know, I was telling him, you know, like, oh yeah, there's, you know, this Marvel book's good or this DC book's good. And he's like, oh, well, I don't read that shit. I only read indie. And I'm just like, oh, cool. All right. Well,
that sounds like Robert Gall.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, what kind of, I was just like, oh, what books are you reading? And he's just like, oh, well, I'm only indie. So I read Turtles and Ghostbusters and Robotech. And I was just like, oh, I don't know. And I'm just like, yeah, I guess that's indie-ish, you know. Oh, yeah, Transformers. And I was like, yeah, you just, like, I don't know. Like, it's indie, but, you know, you're just reading a bunch, like, you know, just a bunch of, like, IDW intellectual properties, really.
See, and that's where the definition of quote-unquote indie kind of comes into question, where it's like,
yeah,
what makes it indie?
And yeah,
if you think about IDW, they have tons of money behind them.
Yeah,
because of all the money they get paid to do this intellectual property stuff, plus everybody eats all this shit up for the most part.
Yeah.
For me, I don't read a lot of IDW because I don't care. And it's kind of funny, in that Eric Stevenson address, he mentioned about how stuff like intellectual property comics, something, and I'm paraphrasing maybe, but he's something along the lines of a fucking joke, and really doesn't count as like comics. He's like, he's like, it's just an extension of stuff that people want to see. Like, it's not really original and stuff like that. Like, he kind of tore into it a little bit.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying I agree or disagree.
Okay. But. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know if I would. I see where he's coming from, and I could agree, but only to a point.
Yeah. You have to read that thing that I linked you. So.
Yeah. I'll have to.
So, but there is points like Transformers. Yeah. They don't need to be crossed over with Star Trek or Star Trek and Doctor Who don't need to be.
Yeah. I'm actually, the only two books, the only two IDW books I read are, anything Turtles, and then the X-Files series is really good.
I didn't really like that show to begin with, so.
Okay, yeah, it's good, but it's one of those books where, like, if you didn't like the show, then there's nothing there for you anyway. But it's a good, I'm actually reading that crossover right now. It's that X, like, where, like, X-Files is basically, like, taking a little trip through, like, all of the IDW intellectual properties. Like, there was the issue where they were with the Ghostbusters, and then
there a Turtles one coming?
Yeah, there was a Turtles one.
You disgust me, Derek.
yeah, and then the Transformers one, and then there's going to be the Crow.
That's still going on?
Yeah, it's still going on. It's interesting. It's not too bad. I mean, it's nothing that's going to blow you away, though. So I'm not necessarily recommending it, but just kind of bringing it up for.
See, now for me, stuff like that. You know, that's where I kind of draw the line. It's like I there's so many other comics that are new and original.
Yeah.
Ideas that I would much rather spend my money on than just. I mean, like the Turtles, I guess, is my weakness.
Yeah.
But they started as comics, so I kind of feel like it's okay. I let that one slide.
Yeah. Well, yeah, like I said, they basically invented successful indie comics, so it's all good.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
But yeah, so anyway, my roundabout point was that, while IDW does do a lot of intellectual property stuff, there is also stuff like Half Past Danger.
Yeah.
Half Past Danger by Stephen Mooney. And I always want to say Mooneyham, but he does the art on Five Ghosts. But anyway, it started out as a 6-issue series, I think. I just got the hardcover myself. It's amazing. I'm going to do a write-up probably next week. Not only is Stephen Mooneyham an amazing guy, or Mooney. See, I fucking did it right there. Stephen Mooney, he's an awesome guy. Like, he did an interview with us. He's just, you know, he'll chat, whatever. He's just a cool guy. He's also Irish, which makes him doubly cool.
Oh, yeah.
But he has a hell of a book, man. He had colors by Jordi Belair, who's just a superstar in the coloring world.
Oh, definitely.
And it's a weird-ass book about, like, dinosaurs and Nazis and World War II. It's just crazy. And it's almost like a Cap kind of character, like Captain America. And there's a badass chick, and it's cool. Plus dinosaurs, so that really makes it cool. So,
oh, yeah, dinosaurs rock.
That it's a good thing. If you see the hardcover, pick it up. It's a gorgeous collection. There's no dust cover. It's awesome.
Definitely.
You haven't read it, have you?
No.
See, you're boring. Definitely at the end makes me think you're not even listening, you jackass.
No, I'm listening. I heard everything you said. And dinosaurs do rock.
It's true.
Yeah.
Okay, so now pick something that's not in fucking Image.
Okay, something that is not Image.
Derek can't do it, everybody.
I'm trying to think. I'm just trying to think. Think of something that I've read lately.
You don't even have it on your list for stuff we're talking about.
No, well, I'm trying to think of something that I've read lately that was really awesome. The first 6 issues of God Is Dead was kind of cool.
Yeah, but then Hickman left because they wanted Avatar wanted to drag it out into a long series, and they
yeah, no, it kind of sucks. Yeah, I dropped it.
Yeah, that I don't get. I don't understand why.
No, the first 6 issues were cool though.
Yeah. I think I read the first three, and then it was $3.99, and I wasn't fully into it, and I just dropped it. So,
yeah,
that's okay. It's Hickman, so it is really hard to go wrong. It really is.
Yeah, it's Hickman's the man.
So again, there's a good little transition. Jonathan Hickman as a writer, a lot of his stuff is Image. There was a pack on Comixology a while ago, and it was called the Fuck, I can't remember. I almost want to say the Hickman Experience, but it wasn't that. But it just collected a bunch of his comic, his trades together in one big giant digital pack, and I picked that up, and then I went and bought a bunch of trades. Just quickly, Nightly News is fantastic. Pax Romana is amazing. He also does the art for both of those series, so if you didn't know Hickman could do art, check those out. Pax Romana is like they go back in time and try to like fix the world, like they try to mess with religion, and they go back to like Roman times, and it's really, really cool. There's other stuff like Red Wing that he did with Nick Patera that I haven't gotten to yet, but I've heard nothing but good things. And if you guys know Hickman, there's the Manhattan fucking projects with also Nick Patera on it, and it's just crazy and weird and awesome, and Einstein's a drunk and Oppenheimer's got multiple personalities and eats people, and holy fuck, I don't know how that series is ever going to end. It's just too damn good, and I don't know, Hickman's just going to like kill everybody and it's going to be done. I don't even care if that's what happened in real life or not. It's just amazing. So, but yeah, anything Jonathan Hickman is, I mean, his stuff is a little weirder. So if you're nothing but Marvel and DC people, you know, prepare for outside of the box weirdness. Some of his stuff is slow burn. So, you know, you don't expect to jump right in and have a big sword fight and explosions and a car chase. I mean, he's not Michael Bay for fuck's sake. So, you know, patience with Hickman, you know, nurture the Hickman and love the Hickman. Okay.
Oh, Hickman rocks.
Thanks for your contribution, Derek.
He does rock.
Man, you're boring today.
I know.
Which in turn makes me boring because I have nothing to you know, riff on. I can rip on you, but that's different. have you read any of those series that I mentioned, Derek?
No.
Oh. See, everybody, Derek is still a big two nerd. And I use nerd in the most loving manner I can because I love Derek, but that's all he does is listen to or is read the big two. You can't really listen to comics, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I have read, I mean, East of West is awesome.
Yeah, East of West is good.
But, you know, like you also mentioned Hickman. Earlier. So, yeah, also Hickman, and it's sometimes better if you read it in chunks.
Yeah, there was a couple, like, single issues, like 7 and 8 or something. And I read them individually as the month came out, and then when 9 came out, I went back and read all 3 of them together, and it was even better. So yeah. I haven't bought that in trade yet because I know there's going to be a hardcover, and instead of buying the trade first and then going back for the hardcover, I figured I'll just fucking wait and buy the hardcover.
Yeah, it's probably best.
Yeah, I'm sure the shop gets mad every time I say, hey, can I trade these in? Because the hardcover came out, and he's like, damn it, all right. Okay, Derek, something not image, go.
Something not image.
Do, 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 do.
Mega Man.
Mega Man?
Yeah, I know that doesn't... I know that
that's
doesn't
an IP, out. Man.
I know it is an intellectual property, it is. But it's super cool. Although, I will admit, if you're not into the Mega Man video games, that book has nothing to offer you.
Yeah, I wasn't super big into it. And I think I remember seeing a TV show one time.
Yeah.
I kind of know about it, and I did play most of the games. I bought the first trade because you said so, and it was like $12 or something. Like, it was really cheap. And it was okay, but it might have been a little too all ages for me.
Okay.
Like, it might have just been a little, I don't want to say lowbrow because that's not the right phrase, but it was aimed more at kids than it was for me.
Yeah. It's not exactly lowbrow, but it's definitely nothing that's going to challenge you.
Yeah, maybe that's it. Wasn't challenging.
Yeah. It's not like it's like American Beauty or something like that. It's nothing that's gonna make you think. It's just, it is what it is.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, again, it was okay. I'm not sure if I'll continue on or not. I gotta see if the second trade is as cheap as the first. Maybe I'll read it.
The art's pretty good. Yeah, they're all pretty cheap, and Archie is always running like sales on their trades and whatnot. So if you can get them for pretty cheap, I think they're worth reading.
And hey, speaking of Archie, Afterlife with Archie. I know it's you know, it's technically an intellectual property, isn't it? I don't know. It started as a comic and then it became everything else.
It's not really an intellectual property. That's Archie. That Archie, you know,
Archie
it's
is always, Archie.
Yeah, Archie's Archie, and you know, yeah. But yeah, go on.
I was just gonna say that everybody knows Archie. Anybody that's anybody. I'm pretty sure there was a show at one point, like a cartoon. Unless I imagine that, Everybody's read a Double Digest, you know, in their bathroom or something because their dad had one, or what. Everybody knows Archie. You know the characters, you know the basic premise. Everybody knows it. So the fact that Frank Avila and Robert hyphen last name that I can't remember, the writer, they took this, the characters that everybody knows and everybody loves and has been, you know, seen for 50 years, and then, you know, made Zombie a Jughead, and there's all of a sudden a zombie, made Zombie a Jughead. No, Brain, made Jughead a zombie. And made, you know, the whole world of Riverdale like a zombie apocalypse, and, like, I mean, it's only issue 4 and it's ongoing, so I don't know how big it's going to get. I don't know how many characters they're going to pull out of the Archie universe, because I guess there's a lot now. There's, like, Sabrina and that band of girls and stuff. Mm-hmm. There's a bunch of crap that I don't know anymore. I just know, like, the original Archie people, but... yeah, it's really, really cool. And I think this one Derek reads.
Yeah, yes.
So you have something to contribute?
Yeah, I do, yes! I guess.
Nailed it. All right.
I've never really been a big, you know, Archie guy.
I don't really think anybody can honestly say they are.
No. I mean, I appreciate it for what it is. I just... it was never really into it, but yeah, Afterlife with Archie is fucking awesome. really cool. You know, it's I like that they're, you know, able to, you know, take some risks and whatnot with their characters.
Yeah, it seems like Archie Comic, the publisher, has really just kind of said, hey, do whatever you want.
Yeah, basically. Yeah, you can just do, you know, like, hey, let's get people gay married and have, you know, zombies and whatnot. Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Who got gay married to a zombie?
I don't. No, not a zombie. You know what I mean. No.
See, I'm trying to be funny, and you're just ruining my mojo. You're wrecking my mojo, man. No, you're right. It's amazing. Something like that would never happen. As soon as I say that, I guess there was Marvel Zombies, wasn't there? So never mind. I take that. But something like that would never happen in DC. Oh, Blackest Night. You know what? Screw you guys. It's seriously though, it is a wicked series, and, you know, if your kids read, you know, Archie comics or something, and yeah, it's just give it a go. Why not? Not hurting nothing. So, man, there's so many comics that I don't even know where to go now.
I've really been enjoying Black Bat.
Oh, from Dynamite.
Yes. I'm not a big. You know, not a big Dynamite guy, but I've really been enjoying that. Dynamite's been doing this thing where they've been bringing back all these, like, old, like, pulp heroes and whatnot. And the Black Bat is actually a blind lawyer who runs around.
Daredevil?
Who runs around in, like, a Batman-type costume. But the funny thing is Black Bat actually predates Daredevil and Batman.
Says who?
The facts. no, he actually does predate. I remember reading that article. I remember reading an article about it before that book came out.
Huh.
That he actually does, and yeah, I've actually verified it. Actually, he does somehow predate them.
I believe it. I just
wanted Yeah, Batman, he only predates Batman by like 6 months, though. But still, yeah, but still, still he technically came out first. So, yeah, but
he's a gay superhero.
No.
See, you're no fun, even when I'm trying here. Jesus Christ.
Oh,
you're the worst bastard in the world.
I know.
I do want to say that's written by Brian Buccellato, who is the colorist and co-writer on, or was on, Flash, soon to be Detective Comics. He's also a great dude.
Yeah, he is.
He's got some really good writing chops. He seems to be getting better all the time. The artist is Ronan Clickett. I butchered the crap out of it. Sorry, buddy. But yeah, the art that I've seen is good. I read a couple of it. Joey seems to review it periodically. So if you guys are interested in, you know, just checking out reviews of it, it's on all-comic.com.
You
can search for it. And I think he's done all, if not most, of the series thus far. I think there's like 8 issues or so. So.
Issue 9 just came out.
There you go. So
yeah,
close enough. It is good. It is. I don't like a lot of Dynamite stuff. They do have a lot of IP stuff as well.
Yeah,
and just a lot of it. A lot of it doesn't speak to me, like Warlord of Mars and stuff. It just
The only one that the only ones I'm getting right now are that and Uncanny the Diggle book.
See, and there's another one that I wasn't sure about. I don't think I understood it. I think even Joey poo-pooed it the other day, or when it first came out, rather.
Yeah, well,
Did it get better?
Nah, it's about the same. I mean, I like it. It's just, it's probably, you know what, to tell you the truth, I'm probably just going to end up dropping it, because it never comes out anyway. It's always so late.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. It's like chin music.
What the hell? I don't even think that's a series anymore, dude.
Yeah, it never comes out.
It's because I don't think it's a series anymore.
Like there was only two issues.
I didn't even know they made it that far. I read the first one and I was like, yes, fuck yeah, Steve Niles and Tony fucking Harris. I am so over this. And then I read the first one and I'm like, huh, that was kind of weird. And I'm like, well, I'll read the second one. And then I never heard anything again.
No, I have the second issue.
So it is a real thing.
I don't think any other issues came out, though.
I might have to DM Steve Niles later and be like, so what's up, dude? Because, that's weird. That's too bad. Tony Harris is an impossibly talented legend, as far as I'm concerned. He's just an amazing guy. It's a damn shame. I mean, the problem, I think, with him is he's too intricate to do a monthly book, so they should have... If Chin Music is over, or they're, you know, on hiatus or whatever, they should have just done a fucking graphic novel, like I was saying earlier.
Yeah.
Just, you know, spend a year making it. It doesn't matter. And then put out this wicked collection, and away you go. But
yeah. Yeah, I think, well, yeah, I mean, that book, like, the first issue came out, and then, like, the second issue took, like, about 4 months to come out. Like, I think the first one came out in May, and then, like, the second one came out, I think, in September.
Well, I mean, again, I saw the art in the first issue.
Yeah.
So I know that, you know, it's super intricate, and there's a lot of blacks, and I'm pretty sure that Harris did everything himself, art-wise.
Yeah, you're definitely right. They probably should have just, you know, taken their good old time and just made a graphic novel.
Well, and I think at the time, Tony Harris was doing that stupid, I didn't like it, doing that DC book, or whatever that was. With the skull or something?
The Whistling Skull or whatever?
Yeah, he was doing that. I think that was just take a ton of his time.
Oh, yeah, I didn't even read that.
I looked at the first issue because I like his art, but the writing didn't... Yeah. The writing wasn't for me, so I stopped, but you know how it is.
Yeah.
Let's see, I'm all amped up about Tony Harris. I want to mention his art book and how good that is. It's not a transition to anything, but his art book's amazing.
well, go for it.
Yeah, I don't, that was me mentioning it. That was all I got.
Oh, yeah, all right.
He just did a lot of great stuff. I'm trying to think of other books now. If we're thinking of Oni Press as well, there's the Cullen Bunn series, The Sixth Gun.
Oh, yeah.
Which is really, really good.
Yeah, I've been meaning to read that.
I bought that big hardcover, man, and it's awesome.
Yeah.
Aside from being a hair too big to fit in my shelf, it's amazing.
Yeah, you occasionally get on my case and tell me to buy that.
Yeah, it's well, somebody was on my case forever. Like, buy this comic. So it's like, well, I'm gonna wait. Like, other stuff come up. I got this other trailer, and then they're like, hey, we're doing a hardcover. I'm like, perfect. I'm waiting for that and buying that. And I think it was only like $50, so it wasn't too bad. And it's 12 issues, and it's really, really well done. So. I mean, maybe 12 issues for $50 sounds like a lot to some people, but the way it's packaged and the size and the format and all the extra stuff really make up for it as far as I'm concerned.
I meant to ask you, have you been reading Deadly Class?
Yes.
Okay.
Rick Remender and Wes Craig and Lee Lowridge, or whatever the heck his name is.
Yeah, I enjoyed the first issue. I have the second issue sitting here, but I haven't read it yet.
I read the second issue, and I'm not sure about it yet. I'm not sold like I am on Black Science.
Yeah.
Okay. I just did some quick searching, and there is no Chin Music number 3 even solicited anywhere that I can find.
Okay.
All right. Yes, the last issue was August 21st, 2013.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right. I was pretty close then.
Yeah. So I don't.
Yeah. I bought this. Yeah. I'm not gonna. I don't even remember what the fuck was going on in the story, so I'm not gonna buy it again.
Yeah. I think it's like, you remember when Brian Hickman's or Brian Hickman? Who the fuck is that? That's if Bendis and Hickman, you know, did the Super Saiyan dance and became one person.
Yes.
John Hickman and his series Secrets. Remember, it went away for like a year.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then it, like, they said they're releasing like the last five issues, like in quick succession, like boom, 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 and then just trade out. And it's like, well, I don't remember what happened in the first three, so I'm probably not going to buy those. You guys should have just, okay, you know what? We couldn't do it monthly. Here's a trade. Like, I just don't get why bother releasing the single issues. You know, I don't know. Shit like that, I don't get. We got off topic a little bit, but we're almost out of time, so we might as well just keep going. Basically, folks, if you just read Marvel and DC, there's a whole world of other stuff out there. You can almost pick anything up and you'd be pretty safe. Judge a comic by a cover if it gets you starting something new. I don't care. You know, Image Comics is right up there. Dark Horse is right up there. You know, Boom Studios is doing a lot of really cool stuff. If your kids want to read some comics, the Adventure Time Boom Studio comics are bananas. I know it's IP, but it's so good. Derek, I think, reads regular show. That show, yes. I don't really get that show, like, as the cartoon, so I don't read the comics, but apparently they're good.
Yeah, it's a 90s fever dream.
It's maybe. Maybe that's why I don't know. But let's see. There's, Dynamite does some good stuff. They have a lot of IPs as well. We already talked about IDW. You guys know the deal with that. Turtles is, of course, just crazy good. Digital comic, Monkey Brain Comics does really awesome stuff. Start Digital, they got some publishing deals out with a couple of people. So if you guys like Masks and Mobsters, did a hardcover with Josh Williamson and Mike Henderson. It's really, really good. Also check out Ghosted by Williamson from Image. It's fantastic. Or Revival from Hack and Slash creator Tim Seeley and Mike Norton. I always get those two mixed up. Mike and Mike, right?
Yeah.
Help me with some publishers here. You got good stuff out of Avatar. Good stuff out of.
Yeah. I was just gonna say Avatar.
Yeah, I'm trying to think here now.
Zetascope.
Oh God! You didn't say that with a straight face, did you?
No.
No. I hope you. God. Everybody, he's kidding. Don't even. We're not even gonna touch that one. But no, he's kidding. Jesus Christ, Derek. You are just the worst kind of person. Now you come alive.
I think my girlfriend would punch me in the face if I bought that stuff.
I think any grown-ass man who has a fiance or girlfriend, if they buy that fucking that stuff, their significant other should and probably will smack them.
It's like perv books for 12-year-old boy for 12-year-old boys.
And if you're not 12, if you're like a grown-ass man and you're reading it, and you have like a bunch of kids, for example, and you read Xenoscope, that's just not cool. Like,
yeah, you need to reevaluate your life.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. Like, ugh, I can't even look at their covers. I can't even think about it. It's just really, really bad. On that terrible note, anything that's outside of Marvel DC, you know, give it a try. Like I said, Image is the go-to as far as I'm concerned right now. We got like 2 minutes. Go.
Okay. Oh, I wanted to ask you a DC question.
We're not talking about the big two today.
I know, but I wanted to ask you anyway.
All right. I guess we'll break the rules. I mean.
Okay. Yeah. I'm going to break the rules. Okay.
The creators of the show might kick our asses.
Okay. How do you feel about the about DC's? I guess there's going to be 3 weekly titles.
If I just yell and then end the podcast, you think everybody will understand how I feel?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. All right.
Seriously, I fucking no. $2.99 every fucking week times 3 if you want to read this stuff. No. No, 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 no. It is an utter cash grab.
Are they going to be $2.99? Well, at least it's that. I'm shocked that they're not $3.99.
Well, all I saw was that Batman was $3.99 or was $2.99. I saw it in the solicitations. In the previews book, they were all $2.99, and I think Future's End was too. I think it's all $2.99. So I don't know what the third one is. The rumor is it's going to be an Earth 2 / and or Prime book of some kind. But yeah. No! And we don't need more 3D covers. And fuck you. Make a good goddamn comic, and that's it. That is all the That'll time we have for. All I'm right. going to lose my fucking mind. You're a dick for bringing that up. Go read some indie instead of buying that other stuff, because they deserve your money more than they do. Until next time, read comics, especially indie stuff. Derek, you're an ass. Go Goodbye. Watch The Walking Dead.
I will. Goodbye.
Everybody else, go watch The Walking Dead, and then buy the comics.